chapter 46, verse 1. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore will not we fear, though the earth be removed, though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea, though the waters thereof roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with the swelling thereof, Selah. There is a river, the streams whereof shall make glad the city of God, the holy place of the tabernacles of the Most High. God is in the midst of her, she shall not be moved. God shall help her, and that right early. The heathen raged, the kingdoms were moved, he uttered his voice, the earth melted. The Lord of hosts is with us, the God of Jacob is our refuge, Selah. Come, behold the works of the Lord, what desolations he hath made in the earth. He maketh wars to cease unto the end of the earth. He breaketh the bow and cutteth the spear in sunder. He burneth the chariot in the fire. Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the heathen. I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge, Selah. Oh, Father, thank you for your presence this morning. Thank you for the Holy Ghost, the great comforter that you've sent into this world. Strengthen and reinforce your people. We pray this morning for the anointing of the Holy Ghost. As we speak the word of God that you've laid on our heart. We pray, Father, that you'd minister to the souls that are here in the house of the Lord this morning. May the Spirit of God be present in such a real way. Souls will feel comfort of God's presence. And those that are lost, feel the wooing of your Spirit. Come to Jesus and be saved. We'll give you the glory and honor in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. I would like to preach to you for a few minutes this morning on Christian confidence in crisis. Christian confidence in crisis. The distinct privilege of the Christian is to face crises with no fear. Did you get that? I said the distinct privilege of the Christian is to face crises with no fear. The absence of fear described in verse 2 of my text. It's not due to dullness of mind, where he says, therefore will not we fear. We will not fear. And that's not due to dullness of mind. You know, some people just lack the ability to grasp the gravity of a situation. And this lack of fear is not due to positive thinking, like in our modern religious sense, where people deny the obvious. Reality has a way of mocking make-believe, intruding on those who try to make-believe otherwise. We live in a real world. Some people have cancer and on their dying bed and say, I don't have cancer. I'm healed. I don't have cancer. And they die. But we don't tell lies. Faith don't tell lies. But we face trouble with fortitude. We face trouble with fortitude fashioned by our faith in God, because God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. The troubles faced by the believer are described by the psalmist. And they are not trivial. I'm telling you, believers face terrible trials. He describes powerful upheavals of nature. You notice in verse 2 and 3, therefore will not we fear, though the earth be removed, though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea, though the waters thereof roar and be troubled, Though the mountains shake with the swelling thereof, Selah, earth, mountains, waters, displaced, disturbed by the furious forces of nature. And we have seen that. Many of these same forces have shaken our world in recent weeks, months. China suffered a major earthquake this year. Tens of thousands of people died, mountainsides crashing down under the force of that earthquake. Children, families died under collapsed buildings. We just mourned the anniversary of the tsunami that ripped through villages and homes and businesses along coastlines, and killing over 200,000 people. Galveston, Texas was mauled by a hurricane this very year, left the city in splinters. New Orleans, Louisiana, still trying to recover from a powerful hurricane, Katrina, that ripped it apart. This very year, our nation has experienced punishing tornadoes, spread death and destruction over the Midwest. Nature has displayed devastating power in our own country, fatal results. But verse 2 says, in spite of all of that, we will not fear. Are y'all getting a hold of this? Then he describes the raging of the nation. In verse 6 of my text, he says there, the heathen raged, the kingdoms were moved. He uttered his voice, the earth melted. The heathens raged, the nations are in turmoil. We see that as well. We constantly hear wars, rumors of wars, fires of war burning right now in Afghanistan, in Iraq, in the Congo, in Gaza, which right now is involved in war with Israel, bombs bursting, rockets firing, people dying, and the fires of war are burning. Sudan, millions of people dying, being displaced. Psalmist is employing this language, the heathen are raging. He's used that language before in Psalm chapter 2, indicating the hostility of the nations against Jesus. He said in Psalm chapter 2, Lord, he said, or why do the heathen rage and the people imagine a vain thing? The kings of the earth set themselves and the rulers take counsel together against the Lord and against his anointed, that is against Jesus, saying, let us break their bands asunder and cast away their cords from us. The heathen raged against Jesus Christ, the Son of God. They still rage against Christ and his church. Someone requested prayer for the persecuted saints, and the persecuted saints, there are multitudes of them this very morning who are suffering for their faith in Jesus Christ. Persecution prevails in Pakistan, in China, in India, in Sudan, in Egypt, in Iraq, in Iran, in Cuba, in Saudi Arabia, in Kuwait, in Vietnam, and in North Korea, and other places around the world. The people of God are being persecuted. Churches are burned. Christians are murdered. Families mistreated. Pastors thrown into prison. The heathen rage. But verse 2 says, we will not fear. You get that? Though the mountains be removed, the earth be removed, mountains sink into the sea, we will not fear. Though the heathen rage, we will not fear. Well, we've got good reason not to fear. I want to tell you, we've got a good reason not to fear. And one reason is our position. We are located in the city of God. Hey, did y'all hear this? In verse 4, there is a river, the streams whereof shall make glad the city of God, the holy place of the tabernacles of the Most High. Do you remember me preaching to you a few Sundays ago about that city set on a hill that cannot be hid? We are located in a city, the city of God. Hallelujah. And all around us is troubles. The world is raging. Nature is raging. But we are in the city of God, the church of Jesus Christ. And that city is supplied by a river. That river flows in spite of the roaring of the seas, in spite of the raging of the nations. That river flows. And the Bible says that it makes glad the city of God. So that all around us, while there is sorrow and sadness, there's a river flowing in the city of God that makes glad the city of God. I'm telling you, brother, there's a joy in the hearts of God's people that's produced by the truths that we just heard sung by Brother Eddie and Sister Connie this morning. Glory to God. And there's a river flowing in the midst of all this trouble, and it makes glad the city of God. And God has given to us His Spirit, and He's given to us His promises in the Word of God. And no matter what's going on around us, this river makes glad the city of God. Hallelujah. We've got good reason not to be afraid. Secondly, not only is it our position that we are in the city of God, but He says we have a protector. God is in the midst of her. Verse 5, she shall not be moved. God shall help her, and that right early. There are two verses, a verse here that's repeated twice. Verse 7, verse 11, the Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. We've got a protector. We've got a place to run when we're pursued. We've got somebody that stands by us in the midst of our trouble. God is in the midst of her. She shall not be moved. God shall help her. And that right early. My brother, this is the reason why we don't have to be afraid when bombs are falling and rockets are flying. We don't have to be afraid when uniforms are knocking on the door. We don't have to be afraid when the nations are raging and when nature is out of control. We don't have to be afraid because God is in the midst of us. God is with us, and the Lord is our refuge. I thought about that song. I already mentioned it this morning. Where could I go but to the Lord? Neighbors are kind. I love them, everyone. We get along in sweet accord. But when my soul needs manna from above, where could I go but to the Lord? Brother, we've got a refuge in Jesus. You know, we are safe. We are secure. We don't have to be afraid because we're in the church of Jesus Christ. We're in the city of God. There's a river that feeds us. And the presence of God is with us. So we don't have to be afraid. We're given specific instructions. He tells us in verse 8, come, behold, the works of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hey, brother and sister, this is one thing we need to get our eyes on. Not what the devil is doing in the world, but what God is doing in the world. Come, behold, the works of the Lord. Let's get our eyes on what God has done and what God is doing. The answers to prayer that God has given. Let's see what God has done. Don't forget about the miracles years ago when God opened up the waters of the Red Sea and His people marched across on dry ground. Don't forget about how God opened up the rock and gave his children water out of the rock. Don't forget about the manna that fell out of heaven. Don't forget about the river of Jordan, that God rolled back the waters of the swollen river and his people went across on dry ground. Don't forget about the walls of Jericho and how God brought the walls of Jericho crashing down. Don't forget about how God stopped the sun in the heavens and gave his people victory over their enemies. Don't forget about how God heard and answered prayer when Moses stood in the gap for the people of God and beseeched God for his people, and God spared a whole nation by the prayer of one man. Don't forget about the works of God. Come and behold the works of the Lord, the Bible says. We don't have to look so far back to see the mighty hand of God demonstrated. We don't have to look so far back to see God hearing and answering prayer. We can see it in our own lives. We can see it in our own families. We can see how God has been faithful to us. Let's behold the mighty works of God. Sometimes we seem to forget what God has done. You know, many of us here in this church have gone through some heart-wrenching experiences in recent years, and even in this year, there's been trouble, heartache, and sorrow right here in this church. People's hearts have been broken, and difficult times have come, and people have faced trials and temptations. And we have looked at our nation falling apart, it seemed like, the economy crashing around us, people losing their jobs, people who were right on the verge of disaster anyway. And they've just been pushed right over the edge. And things are happening that nobody seems to understand nor can control. But the Bible says we will not fear. We will not fear because of where we are. We will not fear because of who is with us. We will not fear because we can look back and see how God heard and answered prayer for his children. We can see the works of God. We know that God does not change. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. It didn't say God was our refuge and strength. It's not all in the past tense, brother and sister. Do you hear me? I said this thing's not all in the past tense. It ain't all about what God has done. It's about what God is doing. God is our refuge. God is our strength. And he's a very present help in time of trouble. Glory to God. Hey, it's present tense. God is our refuge and strength. Come, behold the works of the Lord. If you just turn around, I don't want to embarrass Darren this morning, and look on that back bench and behold the works of the Lord. I said, behold the works of the Lord. Hallelujah. 1 year ago, on the very verge of eternity, God has brought him back and given him his health back, and here he is in the house of God. And I'm telling you, brother, God saved his soul before he ever went into that hospital. And praise God. And he brought him out of the very jaws of death. And behold the works of the Lord. Oh, thank God. We had two families to move to this area. Was it this year that y'all moved? New Year's Eve. Brother Jeff, they moved to this area. I told my wife, I said, almost unheard of. I know they didn't come here for economic reasons. Nobody moves to Martinsville for economic reasons. People move away from Martinsville for economic reasons. You don't move here for economic reasons. So I've known plenty of people to move away for economic reasons. Many of them not regarding the souls of their families, just considering the bottom line. And here are two families that have moved into this area, not considering the bottom line, but considering the souls of their families. Almost unheard of.
And God has taken care of them. I want to tell you, brother, behold the works of the Lord. Now, they're not on easy street yet. And I don't know if God will ever let them be there. I don't know. But I'm telling you, whatever our circumstances, we don't have to fear. We don't have to fear. When we're trusting God, we don't have to be afraid. Woo, hallelujah. Though the waters swell, though the nations rage, we don't have to be afraid. God is with us. Hallelujah. Oh, yeah, underneath of the everlasting arms. Praise God. Oh, we've been needing a new sanctuary for some time. And I just felt in my spirit it's time to build a new sanctuary. We went to work. Everybody seemed to be right in good harmony. We went to work. 3 months later, right here, is where we sat. Praise God. And God has paid for it. I'm telling you, we don't owe a dime. God did that. Amen. We're not wealthy people. We're just poor people giving out of what God's given them. And God sent money to us outside of this church and paid for this sanctuary. I'm telling you, to God be the glory. I say, behold the works of the Lord. Amen. Let's behold the works of the Lord. Secondly, he gives us these instructions in verse 10. Be still and know that I am God. Praise God. This is the two instructions he gives us. Look at the works of the Lord. Secondly, be still and know that I'm God. What does it mean, be still? You remember when Israel was faced with Pharaoh's army behind them, the Red Sea in front of them, and they are afraid. Oh, they say, Moses, you brought us out here to kill us. It would have been better for us to die back down there in Egypt. Die out here. Here comes Pharaoh. He's going to kill us. Moses went to God and God said, you tell them, be still and see the salvation of the Lord. Be still. Don't be afraid. Come now. Trust God. Oh, glory to God. Woo, hallelujah. Calm down and see the salvation of the Lord. Believe in your circumstances. Believe in God. Trust in God. Look to heaven. God will come through. Be still and see the salvation of God. My, the Lord has never failed His people. He said, be still and know that I am God. He's still the Lord. He's still God on high. Praise God. And we don't have to be afraid in our circumstances this morning. We can trust the Lord and believe in God. We're facing, you know, uncertain futures. We close this year. Many of us here, perhaps many of us here, don't know what's going to happen to our jobs, to our livelihood. People have lost millions and billions of dollars in the stock market. Their life savings, their retirement benefits gone overnight. Businesses crashing, banks going broke. All kinds of things happening. War on the horizon. American boys and girls dying. And we've got a new president going in who's the most liberal man perhaps ever elected to this office. And who knows what lies in the future. But oh, my brother and sister, I'm here to tell you, don't be afraid. Praise God. Hallelujah. Trust in one who never fails. Praise God. Be still and know that I am God, God says. He still hears and answers prayer. Oh, glory to God. When you're facing circumstances you can't handle, He can handle it. When you're facing challenges too big for you, oh my, like little David, we can confront the giant in the name of the Lord. Oh, there's a place by me, the Lord said. A secret place by me. You can learn of His greatness and glory. In the time of your trouble, in the time of your distress, in the time that you are pressed, you can find the comfort of God. God is with us. While Sister Judy comes to the piano, we don't know what awaits us financially this year. We don't know what awaits us politically. We don't know what awaits us health-wise. There may be some of us here tonight or today that a year from now, we won't be here. It don't have to be older people. It can be younger people as well. We don't know whether we'll be here another year. We may face death before we ever see the end of another year. But I'm telling you, even in the face of death, we don't have to be afraid. When our sins are under the blood, when we know Jesus Christ is our Savior. John Wesley lay on his dying bed, the saints of God gathered in the room, singing psalms, quoting Scripture. Last words of that godly man was, best of all, God is with us. My, to live with that consciousness, God is with us. And to die with that consciousness, God is with us. Song says, if He goes with me, I'll go anywhere. Oh, glory to God. If He goes with me, I'll go anywhere. I'll face the chilly waters of Jordan. I'll cross the great divide of worlds. If I know that He's with me, I'll go anywhere. Isn't that the comfort of this scripture? The Lord is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. Wise writer said in Proverbs 18:10, the name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous runneth into it and is safe. I wonder this morning, while Sister Judy plays and sings, if there might be a soul here that you haven't yet made your commitment to Jesus Christ. Live another year gambling with your soul. Live another year. You made it another year. But who knows if you'll make it another day. Gambling with your soul outside the ark of safety, not knowing Jesus as your Savior and your Lord. I'm telling you, this is the day. This is the day that Jesus has given you a chance to give your heart and life to Jesus, to get in the ark of safety, to be able to say that God is with me, that God is my refuge. I want us to stand together. We're going to give an altar call for those of you that are not saved and need the Lord this morning. First of all, this is for you, sinner. If you do not know Jesus as your Savior, if you died right now, you know you'd go to hell. You have not believed in Jesus to the point that you have obeyed Him. And just believing in Him from your mind will not save you. You must believe in Him from your heart. And that kind of faith will produce obedience in you to the Word of God. If you've not believed on Jesus to that point, these altars are open for you. Come and give your heart to Jesus without reserve. You may have come in here talking about your life, my will. But go out of here talking about His life. This life belongs to Him. I'm going to do His will with my life. Is there anybody in this service this morning you're interested in giving up your life, giving it to Jesus, surrendering your heart to the Son of God? while we wait just a moment here.